That's okay. We needed the rain for sure. It was awful dry. And Friday mornings, of course, we sit down and talk with coaches. We got a full slate. We got all the SEA coaches that's going to be visiting with us. And right now we're going to kick it off with head coach of the West Plains Visitors, Joel Wyatt. Good morning.
Morning, Gary.
Here we are. It's a little soggy out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Week three, it is upon us. And last week, a familiar foe, Parkview. And your Zizzers look good, man. Defense, offense, scored points, held Parkview out of the end zone. That was a pretty good evening, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were pretty pleased. You know, one thing we were a little disappointed at was our penalties. You know, we had three personal fouls. We can't do that. And, you know, we had four holding penalties. Some of those were I thought, really questionable. You know, when you see the film, thought they should have been a no call.
What? Yeah, because a lot of people are confused about this. If an offensive lineman is inside the shoulders, right? I mean, and maybe they have just a little bit of jersey. That's not a holding call, correct?
For most people, it's not. It just depends on what crew you got. And but no, it shouldn't be. You're really only going to get it if, you know, there's some, as the defender tries to break away and you can see some pulling of the jersey.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had a couple call on linemen. We even had one call on a skill player. So, but, and one of them was on a big long touchdown play to Jacob Moore, which, again, I thought I didn't agree with the call, but regardless, you know, we got to clean those things up as best we can, especially the personal fouls.
Well, it was a great night again, 1-1 now, as we head into conference play for the Ozark Mountain Conference. The first Ozark Mountain Conference game is tonight, and if that, you know, I mean, that should be enough right there to kind of fire a team up. Now, before we get into that, the KT Roofing hit of the game last week, Peyton Reynolds. He's a little nasty, isn't he?
Yeah, that was our lights out hit of the week as well on our team, voted on by our coaches. He really had a couple big hits, both on a little slip screen out there to Ethan Miller, and Peyton did a great job getting out there and having a great angle on the corner, and you know, I mean, it was like a shotgun going off. Mm-hmm. You could really hear it there, and then Ethan made a good run, good yards after the catch.
I mean, that fires you coaches up, the coaching staff up, when you see one of your players make a block downfield to kind of seal it, or just a key block to open up extra yardage. That, you know, that's a team right there. I mean, that's a team player.
Yeah, it's kind of a, you know, very similar to a slam dunk in basketball. Gets the crowd going, gets your sideline riled up, and it's just a good momentum boost. But again, we really repped that in practice, and Peyton did a good job.
Now, tonight, you travel up to Springfield, take on the Hillcrest Hornets, and what do we know about Hillcrest?
Well, they're scary. They're dangerous. Not the same team they were last year. You know, when we played them last year, you know, we said after the game, man, they're going to be a lot better next year, because it seemed like all of their better players were juniors. And, you know, they've got, which I told the kids, they've got four or five guys on that team that I think could probably start for any team in the conference. We've got a really, really dangerous quarterback, and their Mike linebacker is their tight end that they use, and then they've got a good athlete at receiver, and another all-conference guy is a DB, and he's a good kick returner. You know, he took a kick back against Rolla. So they've got some weapons.
when someone mentions Hillcrest to me, I don't know why. I think speed. I think quickness every time I hear Hillcrest, and it sounds like they've got plenty of that again this year.
Yeah, they do. They've got some good speed. The quarterback's a 200-pound kid, but he can run. And he can also put his pads down, throws the ball well enough to where you got to honor it. So they're a dangerous team. They're not even the same team as they were last year.
Well, looking at them defensively, we don't have to go into it, game plan or none of that, but is there some areas that you feel you can attack and have some success at?
Well, we'd like to think so. They've changed their defense. Last year they were a three-man front. This year they're playing some 4-3 or 4-2-5 look at times, and mixing up their coverages on the back end. So they're better in this scheme, I think, than they were in the three-man front. But we feel like we've got some things that we can take advantage of. But to me, it all starts up front with our O-line, and that's what we've got to do, like we did against Parkview. We were able to run the ball, and Remy had over 100 yards, so we've got to be balanced.
Yeah, that winning that line of scrimmage is always going to be key. Let's talk a little bit about the special teams. Here we are headed into week three, and what have you seen out of your special teams you like, and what have you seen that you thought needs a little tweaking?
We were really good last week. Reed Cobb was 5 for 5 on extra points, and he had some really good kickoffs. We had good coverage. We only punted the ball one time, and Isaiah hit a 45-yarder. Okay. So we were really good against Parkview, and we've got to continue that. We even scored out of our swinging gate. We hit Isaiah, or we hit Alex Judd there on a 2-point conversion. So we were really good on that third phase of the game.
Well, and here we are, week three. Overall health pretty good shape.
Well, I wish we were a little bit healthier. I'm gonna miss Jackson Taylor tonight. He's that receiver, starting receiver, backup running back, starting safety.
Wow.
Very versatile player, returner. He hurt his foot there against Parkview, so he's in a boot now. Hope we can get him back for Branson, but he's a difference maker, so we're really going to have some people step up to take his void.
Well, again, tonight the West Plains Zizzers will head up to Hillcrest, and it's all about the community and everybody chipping in, and you got to feed them Zizzers, and they can be hungry too. They can put it away.
Yeah, we're going to get fed today as we travel. Ben Ryan and his church.
Yeah.
They're going to feed us we're going to take it on the bus and then pass it out halfway, and then we think the Stauffers are going to feed us pizza on the way home. So these kids are really taken care of, so we can't say enough good things. We appreciate those people and the churches for taking care of us.
Well, tonight, the West Plains Zizzers at Hillcrest. That game will air on KDY 102.5, our sister station, and live video streamed at the Ozark Radio News YouTube channel and on the KDY Facebook page. It's week three, and I tell you, it flies. It just, and every game, looking at your schedule, the conference and your district, you're in a unique position. I mean, every game is really big. It's huge because it's all about positioning yourself for that district tournament. And so each and every game is huge. Tonight, the Zizzers would love to be able to look there on their side of the field and see a bunch of red supporting them. It's history in a sense where this is the first Ozark Mountain Conference game for the West Plains Zizzers, so hopefully we have a good turnout.
Yeah, we think the rain's going to get out of here.
Yeah.
So it's going to be dry, and maybe 70 degrees at kickoff. So it's going to be a nice night for football.
Right on. Everybody, head coach of the West Plains Izzards, Joel White. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Gary.
Hey, more rock and roll.